Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 15 for Thursday, August 11th. I'm Jude Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $2 to $3 per ton weaker in early activity on Thursday. The November contract was down $2.50 at $4.58 a ton, pressured by advances in the Canadian dollar. The loonie gained ground against its U.S. counterpart on Thursday, following crude oil futures. Uncertainty about the size of Western Canada's upcoming crop brought an element of turbulence into the market, though traders generally expect the crop to be large, which is bearish. Losses in the Chicago Board of Trade soy oil market added to the declines. Canola's technical bias is to the upside, which could underpin prices throughout the day. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger while corn and wheat were weaker. Soybeans were 2 to 7 cents per bushel stronger on Thursday, with the September contract at $10 a bushel, supported by strong export sales. Some market watchers say the increased sales could lead the USDA to cut carrying out going forward. Positioning ahead of key data from the United States Department of Agriculture was also a feature. Market guesses peg average soybean yield at 47.5 bushels per acre and total production average at close to 4 billion bushels. Both estimates would be an increase from July's numbers. Beneficial rains in parts of the U.S. Midwest limited advances on Thursday. Corn prices were about a quarter to half a cent per bushel weaker in early activity, with the September contract at $3.21 a bushel, moving in sluggish trade ahead of data from the United States Department of Agriculture. Trade estimates peg corn yield at about 171 bushels an acre. However, falling crop conditions helped underpin prices. For wheat, prices were 4 to 5 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago September contract at $4.16 a bushel. Wheat moved lower as traders took positions ahead of Friday's reports. Harvest pressure was also a feature on Thursday. However, strong export sales limited some losses. Wheat export sales in the week ending August 4th were up 86% from the previous week and 49% from the previous four-week average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, August 11th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.